Today's daf Kuf Tesvav. Fascinating daf. We're actually on Kuf Tesvav. Today we'll learn Le'ilun Neshama of Yitzchak Isaac Ben Devorah, who was Nifter yesterday. There should be an Aliyah for the Neshama of the Levayas today. So we start off, yesterday we said, just like a father inherits a son, so too a mother inherits a son. That's what we said yesterday. So too a mother inherits a son. Who said that yesterday? That was Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Shimon, right? Just like a mother, just like a father inherits, so too a mother inherits. It says, Eisi Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda ben Shimon. How can you say that? It's against our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Ha'isha es bina, right? A woman and her son, Vo'isha es baila, v'acheha e manchil v'an locha. They don't inherit. They bequeath. They don't inherit. A mother bequeaths to a son. She doesn't inherit a son. How could you say such a thing? Right? And the Rashbam points out, Tarp Rashbam, Hachanai amatzal amivach l'Reisha. We could have asked the same question from the Reisha of the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Ches, the Tani that said, Ho'ish es imo nochel v'lo manchil. That a son to a mother, right, is the reverse. But this is better. It's more explicit. More explicit. It's in black and white. How could you say that a mother inherits a son? The Mishnah says it's not true. Amalei, so he answers back, who said our Mishnah such an authority? Mishnah Seinu, Eini Yodea Mishana. We don't even know who learned that Mishnah. We don't even know who the author is. You know why? Because the Mishnah is inconsistent. The Mishnah has a huge problem. I don't even know who the author of the Mishnah is. I'm not so impressed that the Mishnah seems to say that. There's a tekash on me. Why? We'll see in a minute why. So he said, you're telling me the Mishnah goes against me? That doesn't bother me. Who? This Mishnah is not such a great Mishnah. So we didn't say why it's not such a great Mishnah yet. But we'll say in a minute why. So Rabbi Yochanan says back, what do you mean? Lay Malay, Rabbi Zechariah ben Aktav hu. Say some Chayyav ben Aktav. We had him already. Delo Darish Matos. He didn't darish in Matos. He didn't darish in the connect, as the Rashbam points out. Hekeisha de Matos. Domino Le'el. Dechara ben, Dechara bas. Shavim benichse ha'im. Delo Makish, Mata ha'im, Lamata ha'av. Right? He didn't darish in Matos. Who said that fathers and mothers are the same? So it could be. That's gonna be why it can't be him. We're suggesting maybe it's him. If it's him, he could say that, but we don't have to hold like him, right? So we could say it's him, and therefore he doesn't darshan. Therefore he doesn't darshan Matos, right? Right. We should say that Rabbi Yochanan should have said back to Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Shimon. What do you mean? The author of the Mishnah is Rabbi Chaya ben Aktav, who says doesn't darshan Matos, right? Right. Doesn't darshan Matos. He holds that a son does not come before a mother. A son does not come before a daughter, right?
They do it equally.
So he can even argue in review with the Rishimin, right?
Yeah.
So the Gemara says, "Lo musikma kimasliz and Rabbi Chaya ben Aktav." The Mishnah cannot be Rabbi Chaya ben Aktav. Can't be. Why? Diktani, because it says ubnei achos. V'tani, it says the sons of the sister, meaning Dina's sons inheriting Reuven, right? V'tana bnei achos v'lo benos achos, not the daughters. And we, if I'm reading, we say that's not true. Daughters would inherit. Dina's daughters would inherit Reuven. Just Dina's sons would come first. But the daughters would. So Lamai Hilchasa, what did you tell me? That only the sons and not the daughters? Vamar of Sheshes, Lakadim. They come first. Einachanami. Let's say Dina only had daughters, and Reuven had no relatives, no one left. It's only Dina's daughters. They're going to inherit Reuven, their uncle. Right? Why did we say B'nai and not B'nos? Just to tell you they come first. V'izal G'daydach, my sister is Rabbi Chaya ben Aktavi. But if it's Rabbi Chaya ben Aktav, who Amar Echara ben Vechara Bas Shavu B'nich Se'aim. That he says they both get equally. That's what he says. Right? Now, wait a minute. Now, our Mishnah, this is the problem with our Mishnah. V'tana didan, our Mishnah, mimanafshach. How does our Mishnah work? E darish matos. If you learn matos, ishanamiti rosh has b'na. Taka mother should. Why? They're the same. Matos says, just like a father, just like a mother. So taka, if you're going to be darish matos, the father, the mother, should inherit a son. V'ilo darish matos. And if you don't darshan matos, Ben dekodim the bas benichziyem menale. So how do we know that a son does become before a daughter? Maybe they are equal taka. So the Gemara says you're right. Lo'olam darish matos. Really, we darishin matos. V'shayni hacha. But here it's different. You know why? Special pasuk. Tamar Kroh. It says v'chol bas nachla yoreshes. She inherits a yerusha. V'eino moreshes. But she doesn't inherit two. Meaning, only one. Meaning her father. But a daughter does not inherit her mother. And therefore, just like a daughter doesn't inherit from her mother, so too a son doesn't inherit from her. A mother doesn't inherit a daughter. Why? Only a daughter inherits. She doesn't give it back to the mother. So no, a daughter is no different than a son. So too a son doesn't inherit. Doesn't? Yes. If a son dies, the mother does not inherit. So it's like if the daughter dies, the mother doesn't inherit. So too if the son dies, the mother also doesn't inherit. Okay, that was the potential problem with the Mishnah, and the Gemara resolved it. Okay, I did that quickly because we could spend now like literally so much time on the next Gemara. Okay, this probably should have been the first Mishnah of the Perek, probably, but many times the Mishnah don't seem to be out of order. But there is a Seder to it. I read this Mishnah. Oh, this is the first Mishnah, right? How does the Mishnah cut off? Seder nachlos kachu. Here's the order of inheriting. Here's the order. Right? Ish ki yamus. If a man dies, uven ein lo, he doesn't have a son. Va'avartem es nachaloso labito. Then you pass over, you give it to the daughter. Ben kodem labas. A son comes before a daughter. Right? So, again, we said this a few times already. It never says in the Torah that a son inherits a father. It just says, if there is no son, then a daughter comes first, which is mashma, that a son comes before a daughter. So why didn't the Torah say black and white that a son comes before a daughter? Why not? Why did the Torah say that? Why does the Torah say it in such a backhanded way? Right? So there's like four answers to that. The Ravid Hazov says, because the Torah already said it. The Torah already said, when the daughters of Tzlochim came, they said, Uben ain't low. We don't have any. I mean, there's no son over here. It's black and white. And if there would be a son, they would have no leg to stand on. It's already said. It did say it. Didn't really say it. What? Right. I know. That's a weak answer. The Ramban says. One second. No, that's not what. That's the Ramban doesn't. Torah Tamima says because it's derech. It's teva. Torah it's teva. I don't need a puzzle for that. No, it's a normal way of life. Right?
You say
that
any one
what?
That's the worst
one. No, he says. No, he has places in the Torah. Avram Avinu said to Hashem, I don't have a son. Who's going to inherit me? Eliezer. What's going to happen to me? He said, I don't have a son. Why did he say that? Because that's the way of the world.
Nobody.
The way of the world is, that he didn't say, I don't have a cousin. He had Lot. He didn't say that. He said, I don't have a Ben. Well, who's going to inherit me? My Eliezer.
That doesn't exclude a boss.
What?
That doesn't exclude the boss.
Oh, but he didn't say I don't have a boss. He said I don't have a bed. Why? Because that's the way of the world. It's pashut. That a son inherits. That's a Torah Tumim says. Not such a far-fetched thing. Right? The Klechemda says, we said this already once, that they share the same nefesh, some kind of mystical connection between a father and son, and it would be natural that a son inherits a father. I agree with you. The question is better than the answer. Why doesn't the Torah just say it in black and white? We're going to have it in a minute. The Torah never says that a father inherits a son either. Right? That never says that in the Torah either. It says, if there's a son, then we darish in it. So why doesn't it say it black and white? It says an uncle and the brother, then it says it. And a daughter, it says, why not a father? So let's back to the Mishnah. It says, Kol yotze yirecho shel ben kodmin labas. All the descendants of a son come before the daughter. Okay? So for example, let's say Yaakov leaves over Reuven and Shimon and Dinah. But Reuven died already. I'm sorry. Let's say Yaakov leaves over nobody, just Dinah. Nobody. They're all the Shatam Adad, just Dinah. So does Dinah inherit? The answer is not yet. Not so fast. Any of the Reuven through Binyamin have any children? If they had children, they're going to inherit before Dinah. Why? Because whenever we pick, whenever we go down this order, it's Reuven, Reuven's a son, he gets first. Any of Reuven have children? Does Reuven have grandchildren? Does Reuven have great-grandchildren? They will come before his daughter. All those descendants. That's the halacha. That's the Mishnah says.
Is it how it's asked about the Mishnah?
Yeah, we just,
that's the problem. That's Shabbos. That's Shabbos before. We already went through this.
What did we say?
We went through the list of who goes first.
Right.
Why, that was a sneer to this?
No, that was a problem with the Rashbam.
Right, so we said the Rashbam must be a Gersa change. That's what we said. The Rashbam could not mean that.
Oh, yeah, because he said you stick in the daughter.
He said you stick in the daughter. First you go to Reuven, then you go to Dina. The Mishnah says not like that.
Right.
So we said the Rashbam, he must have had a different gear so that he said that. We didn't know what he meant by that. Right? Not only that, let's say there are, this we're going to learn also. Let's say there are three sons. A guy has three sons. But one of the sons died in Nebuch. But he had sons. Those sons will stand in the shoes of their father, and there'll be a division, one third. You don't say, listen, he's not alive anymore, so the two brothers split it 50-50. No. If he had sons, those sons stand in the shoes of his father. The B'nos Levchad are going to teach us that. Right? They stand in the shoes of their father, so there'll be a third division, as long as they're sons, or daughters. If there's nobody, then there's nobody. Okay? Back to the Mishnah. Bas kodimis la'achin. A bas comes before brothers, right? So in other words, again, sons, Reuven, Reuven's sons, Reuven's grandsons, Reuven's... Nobody there. Now we go to Dina. Right? Bas, before we go to Shimon and leaving Yehud and Yisachar, we first go to Dina. Bas, kodemet la'achin. And not only that, Yotze Yerecho shall bas kodem la'achin. Any of Dina's descendants will come before Shimon and Levi. Right? Whether they're boys or girls, makes no difference. They will come before Levi and Shimon. Right? Right. Now, we left out the father. The Mishnah left out the father. Father comes before brothers. Right here it should say, and the father, if there's no children at all, you go up the generation, up to the father. The Mishnah leaves it out. What does the Mishnah say? Achin kodmin la'achi ha'av. Right? Shimon and Levi come before Yaakov died. Not Yaakov died. Reuven died. So Shimon and Levi come before Esav. Esav is his father's brother, his uncle. Your own brother comes before your uncle. Right? And not only that, Yotze Yerechon shall achin kodmin la'achi ha'av. So Shimon and Levi, they're not alive either. Do they have any children or grandchildren? All those descendants will come before Esav. Come before your uncles. Zeaklal, here's the rule. Kol hakodam benachla. Anyone who comes earlier, before Nachla, whether it's a son, a daughter, whatever, Yotze Yerecho Kodman. Their descendants also come first. Right? Their descendants also come first. Two exceptions to that rule. Exception number one is a wife. And exception number two is a mother. You inherit your wife. Your sons don't inherit your wife. Right? That rule is not so ironclad. Right? You inherit your wife. But what if you're not alive? Your son inherits his mother? Yes, maybe yes. But not the grandsons. It doesn't go on forever like that. That rule, that's so, that doesn't apply. What? Yerusha Baal is different, and also your mother's different. Because you inherit your mother, right? Your children inherit your mother? I don't know about that. Might not be such a rule, like I said. This rule, we're going to get to it later in the week. Might not be such a rule that... What?
Who
does it go to then?
Back to her father?
No. We had it yesterday. No, we had it yesterday. If someone dies, and then right, Reuven dies, and then Leah dies. So Reuven doesn't have any Yorishim. Who's Reuven's Yorish? His Yorish is done, because they don't even Leah's not even Leah's mother. Leah's not even his mother. He's the only one left. So he's going to inherit Leah's property. From a different shevet, the whole thing. So we said that wouldn't happen. That's if he dies first.
That's not a grandson.
What?
That's not a grandson.
No, not a grandson. But there's no one left. But
I said...
He's
laterally.
Right. But you would go laterally to somebody else.
He's a son. He's a grandson.
Right. I don't know. I have to think about that. I don't know. The wife for sure is different.
I understand.
The wife is for sure different, yeah. Va'av kodim l'chol yotzi yirecho. But a father comes before every other yotzi yet. In other words, except for your own zera, father comes before everybody else.
Father comes before a grandson?
No. No, father does not come before a grandson. Because...
Mitchell just said that.
What?
Mitchell just said that that's a grandson.
Son comes before a father.
What? Son comes before father, grandson, great-grandson, all then, if there's nobody, then daughters. Va'av kodim l'chol yotzi yirecho. Va'av kodim. L'yoresh, let's look at the Rashbam. L'yoresh b'no, obito, shemesu. To inherit a son or a daughter who died, l'chol yotzi yirecho, dehainu achei hames.
Oh, yotzi yirecho
means the brothers. Means the brothers. It does laterally, right. He comes before any lateral inheritor, not before any grandchildren or great-grandchildren. So again, why didn't the Mishnah mention this in the proper place? And why doesn't the Torah doesn't say that a father inherits a son? So why not? Why not? So the Ramban had four...
We have that in every single case.
What if...
Every Gemara we have.
What?
The Mishnah comes in a couple of...
I know.
Later.
I know. So why didn't the Mishnah mention it? So the Ramban gives four answers. One answer he gives is because it's obvious. If a son inherits a father, he inherits him back. It's obvious. That's one answer. Two, he says the fact that a father... Right, exactly why I didn't say it here. It's exactly why.
That's so obvious, obviously.
Well, when we said last Mishnah, we had it. We said it already.
We have situations where it goes one way, not the other.
Right, so
obvious that son...
I know. I hear you. The second answer he gives is the fact that a father inherits a son is stronger than the fact that a brother inherits a brother. In other words, what gives the power of a brother to inherit a brother? Why does Shimon inherit Reuven? The answer is because they share the same father. So Kal v'chomer, the father inherits. Kal v'chomer, that's obvious. So I don't have to tell you that. That's as Ramban says. Third answer he gives is that it's not a derech bracha for a son to die first, so we don't mention it. That's the third answer he gives. And the fourth answer he gives, listen to this. This parsha was said to the people that went into Eretz Yisrael. This never came up. From all the people that came into Eretz Yisrael, it's never happened. Why? Because the first generation died before the old timers did all die first. Forget bracha, klala. Forget that. You know that's how it happened. There was no need for the Torah to give you a case where a son died first. It didn't happen. In that generation, it never happened. Although it did happen. Another man of you died, right? Another man of you died. I don't know.
Right, you get an achla.
So, but that's what he says. He says, "Parsha zu shel dinei ha'yerusha nemro leboy ha'aretz v'yitachein shelo hayit bari aretz of yoresh esbeno." Didn't happen. Never came up. Why should the Torah say it? It's going to come for the future. It's going to happen. So it's a derech remez. You have to make a drasha. You need a tana for that. All right. That's why it doesn't say black and white. No, fascinating, no? Why? We're going to have another. If we get to it today. Okay.
Well, wasn't it Ben Kodim Lavas? It means that Lavas is out of the picture of their sons?
Yes.
Not so Kodim is a funny word.
But no. Let's say, Ben Kodim Lavas. If there's three sons... And a daughter, the three sons inherit, daughter gets zero. What if there's no sons at all? There's only daughters? Then they inherit. They inherit. They come before a father and uncles and brothers and all. They come first. Because they're zera. They're children. But, I told you this. We said it already. This is one of the places when the Torah gets clobbered. By the people that want to knock the Torah. This is ripe. Ripe. How can we exclude women? No, it is. This is one of the areas where they just hammer away. They take precedence, but there's an equal right. So that's not what it means.
It's not 1 to 3. It's one. It's
right. The daughter. If there are sons, the daughters get zero. If there are sons, the daughter gets zero.
They
get zero. They get the all they get is enough to sustain themselves, to live, to have for to eat. They don't get a Yerusha. The guys he owns half of Manhattan. They get zero. What do they get? They get to live. They don't have to go starve. They don't have to go begging. They get any of those. They don't get the Empire State, but none of that. They don't get any of it. Who gets it? Only the sons. Tana Rabbanan. It says in the Braisa, Ben. It says in the Torah, Ben. Wait, we learned in the Braisa, it says in the Torah, Ben. Ain liela Ben. I only know a son. If there's no ben, you pass the island to a son. Ben haben, a grandson, a son of a son, or bas haben, or the daughter of a son, or ben habas haben, or the son of the daughter of a son, menai. How do we know it goes on like that forever? The guy doesn't have any sons, but he has grandsons. How do we know they inherit it? Talmud Lomar, ain lo. He doesn't have. So the Gemara makes a play on the words ain lo. Ayin alav. Go check him out. Don't stop with the, see, is there a grandson? Is there a granddaughter? Check it out. Right? Check it out. Bas? Same thing. Bas. Ain li ela bas. I only know he doesn't have a daughter. What about bas habas? What about the daughter of a daughter? V'chein habas haben. The daughter of a son. Oh, ben. I'm sorry. Ain li ela bas. Bas habas. A daughter of a daughter. Uben habas. The son of a daughter. Ubas ben habas. The daughter of the son of a daughter. Meaning it's going on and on all the way down. How do you know they also inherit? Not only do they inherit, they come before anyone else. Right? How do I know that? Talmud Lomar again, ain lo? It says ain lo. So the Rishbam says, it could have said ain without a yud. Ain could also be without a yud. Why is there a yud? Ain lo, ayin olav. Go check him out.
So a granddaughter will come before a brother.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Tosfos, this big Tosfos asks, what do I need this drasha for? Don't we know that b'nei banim harehim kebanim? Don't we know that? It's not a general rule in Shas. B'nei banim, how do you know that? So the Gemara says, Tosfos reminds us, that a woman who marries a Kohen, right? So she, no, I'm sorry, she herself, I'm sorry, she's a Bas Kohen. She marries a Yisrael. And then when they get divorced or he dies, so the halacha is, can she go back to her father and eat truma? It depends. If she didn't have any children, then yes. And if she had children, she can't. What if she doesn't have any children, but she has grandchildren? Can she go back and eat truma? The answer is no. Why not? Can they bottom her and can bottom? It doesn't make a difference. Second over here, we need all these drushes. Pashat. So Tosfos says, another case, it says you're not allowed to give your zera, your ben and your bas to Molech. But you don't give your son, you give your grandson. So is that mutter? If someone else's grandson, it's not Molech, but your own grandson it is. Right? So is that mutter? So Tosfos, of course not mutter. B'nei banim areyam kevanim. So how come over here I need a drasha? So Tosfos says the only time we say b'nei banim areyam kevanim is if it says the word zera. Zeracha you can't give to Molech. It says by a bas kohen, zera. Your seed. Your seed means forever. Here it doesn't say Zerah, so I need a special drasha. Okay? And then the Torah says, what about Vayibum? Vayibum, how do you know that, right, if a woman dies, if a husband dies, they don't have any children, they have grandchildren. So there's their Yibum? But they're not alive. But they're not alive. So Torah says over there, it's a different reason. You know why? Because we say that we don't want the name to be Yimacha. The name's not Yimacha, it's a grandchild. That's a different thing. That's the whole purpose, exactly. So as a grandchild, you're safe. You're safe. Very good. Okay.
So a granddaughter from a son precedes the daughter?
Yes, that's exactly what the Amud Beis is all about. That's the whole Amud Beis right now. Ready? Here we go. So that's Marcel Chapter ready. A granddaughter comes before a daughter. Right? A granddaughter will come before a daughter. What?
Granddaughter from a son.
If a granddaughter from a son will come before a daughter. Right. Right? Think about it. Granddaughter from a son comes before a daughter. Right? So, now the Gemara says, Haketzad, how could it be what we just said? Haket, how could it be? So here, what do you mean, how could it be? So the Rashbam, there's a machlokah say what this means. How could it be? Rashbam says, Kolomar, Vadai, ki heki damrin an ayin alav lamata, harinami damrin an ayin alav lamala. Just like we said, that you go down generations, so too you go up generations. He doesn't have any children, doesn't have, has a grandfather still alive. So how do you know you go in both directions? Right? So the Gemara says, V'holech is ad Ruvain. You go up to Ruvain. Right? You go up to Ruvain. We'll go up to Ruvain. Now, we have to do the Rashbam inside, but we're going to go up to Ruvain. So the Gemara says, V'leva ad Yaakov. Why did you say you're going to go up to Ruvain? Why don't you say you're going to go up to Yaakov? Say you're going to go up to Yaakov Avinu. Why are you stopping at Ruvain? So the Gemara says it's a hashkaf of art. Amar Ravuna, where is it? Amar Abaya, Gemiri, Delokala Shifta. No shavit is gone. No shavit is gone. You might think they're gone. I mean, what shevet are you from? If you're not a Kohen or a Levi, what do people say? Yehuda. Why? Because the 10 tribes were lost, so Mestama were from Yehuda. So it says the Gemara here. Most people, 90% of the people, but there are Shvatim out there. We might not know that, but there are Shvatim out there. They're not gone. Just like Klai Yisrael is eternal, so do the Shvatim are also eternal. We might not know, but they're eternal. So that's why it says, Dafka, till Ruvain. Don't think you're going to have to go higher than Ruvain. You can stop at Ruvain. You're going to stop there. Why? Every shavit's still around. There's a whole, the Rashbam says, a pasuk in Malachi, ki ani Hashem lo shanisi, v'atem b'nei Yaakov lo kilisem. Pasuk in Malachi, that the Bnei Yaakov are not destroyed. That's very nice. The Rebbe Ben Chachman says that that just like we are eternal, so too the Shvatim are eternal, and he says the Yud Beis Shvatim is connected to Yud Beis Mazalos, and just like they never cease, so too the Yud Beis Shvatim never cease. And the Ravid says this, that it says V'zacharti lehem bris rishonim. What's rishonim? The Shvatim. Okay. Okay. Now you got to go to the Rashbam. It's the 1, 2, 3, 4th line with the fourth skinny line, the fourth to the last skinny line where the lines before the lines get wide. The word kigon. Kigon. You have kigon? Kigon. Ready? Bnei Reuven were Chanoch Ufalu. Those are Reuven's sons. Ubnei Falu, Eliav. Ubnei Eliav, Nemuel Vidasan. Right? So we have Reuven, the next generation, four generations are here. There are four generations here. Now the Rashbam is going to tell you how it works. Meis Beno Shel Nemuel below Zerah. Nemuel is the lowest. The lowest one. Nemuel is the lowest one. He dies. Nemuel dies. Doesn't have any sons. So who inherits? So Nemuel Yosha, his father inherits. V'ein Nemuel Kayim. If Nemuel is not alive, he also not alive. Achiv Bonav Shel Nemuel. The brothers of the sons of Nemuel. Tahainu B'nei Nemuel Yosha Noso. They're next. V'ein Lo Achim. They're not alive either. Or they don't have any. Then who goes next? Dasan, the uncle. Do Dasan. Bonav. Or he, or any of his descendants. Kala Dasan. Dasan's not around. Nobody there. No Snim Eliyav. Avi Aviv shall make. Then you go to the grandfather. Right? Or La'achi Eliyav. Or to any of his brothers, and also their descendants. Oh, la'achos Eliyav, lahem ulivnehem ulivnevenehem. Keep going all the way down the generations. Meis Eliyav below banim, ubnei achim chozenei tefalu. Now you go to falu, right? Imeis nostin lechanoch v'chetzon v'karmi. If they're all not alive, you go to their brothers. Olivnehem da'avelu bnei achi aviv shel ameis. See how it works? That's how it works. You go up to the sides, up to the, like a tree, up to the sides. Why? No, he sticks in sisters. Yeah.
No, and then you go lateral. Before you go up a ladder, you go...
Right, before you go up a ladder, you go lateral. Nobody, and then you go lateral, then you go down. Then you go down, down, down.
You go up?
Unless, if nobody there, then you go up. No, then you go lateral, you go up, then you go all the way down.
Once you go lateral, can you go up too?
No. Down. We'll go right. And then... What?
Up, laterally down.
Right, up, lateral, down. Nobody there? Up, lateral, down. Right.
You don't go lateral up.
What? You don't go up, lateral, up. Right. You go up, lateral, down. So some sixth cousin, that's going to be a relative. Right? And then he says, You're going to find somebody. Why? Because the shevet's not destroyed. So you're going to find somebody. You're not the last one left. You're going to find somebody.
If you go lateral, you can go up.
Right. So first we do all the males, then we do all the females.
Now how does that tzavah
work? We didn't get to tzavah yet. It's gonna come up. We're gonna get to it, don't worry. Just be patient.
Lateral you can go female.
Before we exhaust all this, then we'll go to tzavah.
Lateral you can go female, but if you have a sister.
No, so you go laterally. So first you go to the brothers. Right? Then you go to their sons, then their daughters. Right? Maybe even aunts. But first you do the males, all their descendants. Right.
You go to the sister?
I think so.
Even though you don't go to a sister.
I don't know. That I don't know. Now listen to this. This might answer your question. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Rav Huna says the name of Rav. Kala Omer. Anyone who says Tirosh Bas in Bas Haben. Anyone who says that a granddaughter should inherit a daughter of a son. Right? A daughter of a son should inherit together with a daughter, which is what you said, that they should inherit equally. A guy doesn't have any sons, but his son died, but he left a daughter, and he also has his own daughter. Right? Reuven left a daughter, and Dinah. Right? Yaakov, no one left except for Dinah, the daughter, and Reuven's daughter. No one else is around. Whoever thinks they inherit equally, afilu nasi should be Yisrael, even if he's a nasi, and the Tosfos says he has the right to make harashas, He has the right to make emergency measures. Ein shomen lo. We don't listen to that. You know why? Ein el ma'aseh tzedukim. That's nothing but tzeduki Torah. That's all tzeduki Torah. Right? How do you know? Titania. Barbov eshen betevet. Some say it's of. On the 24th day of Tevet, or the 24th day of Av, Tavna l'dinana. The din was returned. What does that mean, the din was returned? We were able to beat out the tzedukim in terms of this halacha. Why? Shai tzedukim omer, the tzedukim said, Tirosh habas im ben haben, im bas haben. The tzedukim said they inherit equally. Reuven's daughter and Dina inherit equally. You know why? They're going to have a kal v'chomer. Tzedukim had a kal v'chomers. Right? Now, Natap Alehem, Riochan Medakai. Riochan Medakai was arguing with them. Am Alehem, Shotim, fools, how could you hold this? Menayin Lochem, Zel Lochem. Where's your makar for this? Riochan Medakai was engaging the Tzedukim to find out, what's the makar for this? Velohaya Adam Shahziru Davar, Chutz Mizakanecha, nobody knew except for one old man. Shahya Mepatpit Kinegdo, he took Riochan Medakai on, he took him on. Vorman, he said, listen to this. This is the Tzedukis Kal v'chomer. Uma bas bino, a daughter of a son, haba mikoach bino, who comes from her son. In other words, Reuven's daughter inherits by the koach of Reuven. Reuven's daughter inherits from the koach of Reuven. So tiroshena bito haba mikocho lo kolshkin. So Dina herself has her own koach. She has her own koach. She's a daughter. So shouldn't she inherit also? That's the Kal v'chomer.
She has no koach.
What?
She really has no koach. Reuven exists or even existed.
But since Reuven's not here, Dina has her own koach, how can the granddaughter come first? They should go equally. That's his Kal v'chomer. That's so crazy. But it's going to be crazy. We'll see. So, Kara Olav is a mikra hazeh. Says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, you're wrong. And I'll tell you the part that proves you're wrong. Ready for this? You have to hold a cup for this. Every year, you might have said this, you just read over it quickly because it's so complicated. Ready? Eile b'nei Seir. These are the children of Seir HaChori. Who are they? Yoshvei HaAretz. Four children this person had. Lotan, Shoval, Vitzivon, V'ana. Right? And it's Ksiv and it says, Eile b'nei, now who's here? Tzivon and V'ana. In Mistama, Tzivon and Ana are brothers. Why? Because they're mentioned in one pasuk as the children of Seir HaChori. So Mastama, they're brothers. But then it says, a few psukim later, Uksiv, Eile b'nei Tzivon, these are the children of Tzivon, V'ayah V'ana. Rashi says, the Vav of V'ayah is an extra Vav. It's the extra Vav. So it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything. The Rashbam says, no such thing. It's a letter in the Torah. It doesn't mean anything. No such thing. But Rashi says, it means nothing. It's not, Rashbam says his name was V'ayah. But Rashi says it wasn't. It was Ayah. Ayah and Ana. So wait a minute. How could Ayah be Tzivon's brother and also be Tzivon's son? How could that be? Ella Malamed, you see from here, Shabbat Tzivon al Imo, that Tzivon had relations with his own mother, Veholen Anna, and then Anna was born. So what's Anna? It's Tzivon's brother, and also Tzivon's son. Why? Because they both have the same mother. They both have the same mother, and it's his son. End of discussion. How does that prove anything? What kind of answer is that? So the Mistama, the answer is as follows. Since Anna's called the B'nai Seir, Yoshvei HaAretz, Anna's called the B'nai Seir, Yoshvei HaAretz, Klomar, Sheyirshu Es HaAretz Me'avim Seir. They inherited the land from their father Seir. These four people. Two of them, Tzivon and Anna, they're brothers. Tzivon is also his father. Right? They inherited land from their father. Of course, we're assuming that the B'nai Esav is the same Yerusha Halachas as we do. We're assuming that. That's one assumption you have to...
But Anna is a paternal brother, not a
paternal brother. Ein hachanami, but they have the same mother.
Yeah, if you should go to the father.
I know, they asked that question. They asked that kasha. All the Rishonim asked that kasha. Well, but put that question aside. So we see over here that B'nai Banim are like Banim. Why? Because Anna is also a grandson of the Seir person.
He's not his grandson.
Sure he is.
He's not a
blood
relative.
Sure he is.
Right.
Tzivon's his son.
Right.
He's his grandson, 100%. Right? To inherit the grandfather, who's Seir HaChori. Therefore, even Anna, who's the son of Tzivon, will inherit his grandfather from the koach of his father. Right? Just like a grandson that comes from the koach of his father, so too, the same halacha will be a daughter. That a bito shel ben hames will inherit everything. That's what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says back to him. Every Rishon asked, can answer is that. No one disputed. The Tzedukim don't dispute that if a son is here, he precedes all. They didn't dispute that halacha. That's a Davi Yadua. Even Bnei Esav held from that. They don't dispute that halacha at all. They held only if there's a daughter. So what on earth is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai saying? What's he saying? The kind of answer is this. The Rashbam says, it's a baloney answer, just did it to shut him up. That's what Rashbam says. Tosfos says, no, Anna's a female. Anna's a female. If Anna's a female, it answers all the questions. Why? Tosfos says Anna's a female, even though this is against everybody. He says, Anna's a female. And at the end he says that Rashi and Chumash doesn't say that. He says that, why is it called who Anna? Because he's inherited like a male. That's why it's called Lashon Zachar. Who? A male. He inherits like a male. He's not a male at all. But
why,
he...
Why is he inherited like a male?
What? That's exactly his point. What do you see? What do you see? What? Tosfos says... Tosfos says that Anna was a female and she's inheriting her grandfather from the koach of her father. Tzivon. Tzivon's her father. Right? And... A minute. Right. And Tzivon's not alive anymore. He's not alive anymore. So who inherits? She does. So what do you see? No one else does, only her. That's his answer back. Right? That's his answer back. Okay? Oh, I wanted to finish this. So 1 minute. So the Gemara says, the Ramban has a whole lumdus here. I don't have time. A whole lumdus how this is a valid answer, even if you say Anna was a male. A whole lumdus how it's a good time to back to him. You have to be a real Lamdin to figure out how this is an answer back, but that's what the Rabban says. Anyway, Vidilma Tre Anahava, maybe there are two Annas. Maybe there are two people named Anna. So the Gemara says, no, Amar Rabba, Amina Milsa, Delo Amra, Shavur Malka. I'm going to say something that Shavur Malka didn't say. Who's Shavur Malka? Umana, who's that? Shmuel. Ikad Amri Amra of Papa, Amina Milsa, Delo Amra, Shavur Malka, Umana Rabba. I'm going to say something that Shavur Malka never said, like it's a phrase. Rabba. Amar Kra, Hu Anna Demeikara. Same Anna. Don't tell me there's two Annas. I'll leave you with this Ramban and Chumash. I don't know what to do with this Ramban. The Ramban says, Vihine, it's in Perek Lamed Vav, in that parasha there, Pasuk Chaf Dalid. He Tzivon, Zeben Ashlishi L'Seir Achori. Tzivon's the third son of, right? V'holod Shnei Banim. He had two sons, Anna and Aya. Aya and Anna. V'sipra Kasav, Ki Anna Zeh, this Anna, Ben Tzivon, who also Anna Shematz Hayim in Bemidbar? He's the same Anna that created mules. But also Hachomer Shal Tzivonava. Lahavdil Beino Ubein Anna Dodo, to distinguish him from the other Anna. Achit Tzivon Aviv, right? Ze Anna Ben Tzivon Hu Chamav Shal Esav. In other words, there are two Annas.
Yeah, it tells you that word because Anna's a legitimate, just like he made a legitimate.
Right, right. But Ramban is going against the Gemara. The Gemara says there's only one Anna. The Ramban says there are two. That, I don't understand that. I'm just at a loss. I have to look into that. How could the Ramban go against the Gemara? I don't know. I don't understand it. But we'll leave it here. We're almost at the end. We're up to Amar Lay. We're up to the second to last line, and we're going to show how the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai finished off disproving the Tzeduki. We left you hanging. We left you with Tzeduki's Kal v'Chomer, but we didn't show the disproof. So we'll show the disproof soon, tomorrow, and everybody have a happy day and a Frayla Chanukah.